If you don't know, now you do know. Guns, the Gun Show, live from Madison Square Garden, the greatest city in the world, the city that never ever sleeps. Here they are, the rambunctious boys from Boys Like Girls, because it's true, otherwise they would be gay and like boys. We got John and Paul, Boys Like Girls. What's up, ballers?
Ah, what up?
What up?
I'm surprised. I thought you guys were dead.
Yeah, I mean, we died. We were
dead for a little while.
We were dead for a minute. We took a long little break. And, just wanted to collect ourselves and get some awesome songs together and then come back with a vengeance.
Right. Well, I knew the band was still alive. I thought both of you, though, were dead.
We're very close, Guns. Yeah. Very close.
It's twitter.com says The Gun Show. Obviously, Paul BLG, John BLG. How are you, man? How are you fuckers doing?
Good, man. Good.
Wonderful.
How are you?
I'm doing great. You know me. I'm still alive, which is a very big surprise, so.
You know, we hear some really crazy stories about you, Guns, and we're happy you're alive. You're a really good fucking dude, but you gotta be careful. You gotta be careful out there. You're a fucking, you're a crazy motherfucker.
I'm a baller. Yeah, I hear you start saying the word baller now over there in the studio. What's that about?
Yeah, because we're balling, son.
I want to be like you, Guns.
Yeah, Guns.
Got it. Listen, let's talk about this. You guys haven't really been doing press lately because we're kind of like, this is like the calm before the storm, because obviously with this new album, shit's about all ready to start again with you guys. I'm very stoked and appreciative that you guys decided to come on The Gun Show. It only took me about 8 months of begging you every day to come on, so thank you for that.
Yeah, we would have done it any time, but you never give us that. You never like, hey, will you guys just come on the show? It's always, through like Twitter, and like I'm not checking that every 2 seconds for like right. Hit up, our friends.
Text Guns, come on, man.
You got our numbers, man.
Unfortunately, I do, which is pretty bad. The best is a couple weeks ago, Paul decided to text me at like 3 in the morning over here in New York time, and normally I'd be up, but I wasn't up that day, and I wake up in the middle of the night, and he's like, were you crying in Las Vegas two years ago? And I'm like, what are you talking about?
I heard you cried at the airport.
And we have pictures, so we're going to post them on boyslikegirls.com and like all that shit. Guns and pictures.
Guns doesn't cry. Guns just throws up all the time. So,
dude, if you get pictures, man, you're screwed.
Oh god, story of my life. Listen, let's talk about Boys Like Girls for obviously because that's the band you guys are in. You guys, came out with the second album. Album did good. Had some relative success with it. Toured on it. Toured a lot on it, and then kind of maybe not really grew apart from each other. But what was it? The fact that it was just. Just whatever.
Well, I mean, actually, what happened, and I'll tell you what happened, is we did tour. We toured so much on both records, and like we toured for like 5 or 6 years straight. Started in the van, and even went back to the van at some point on the second record cycle, and we went for five or six years straight on the road. Like we never were home and stuff, and. And, we wanted to take a minute. It's been 2 years since we released the record. A lot of bands take a lot of time, we needed a little bit of time to, like, recollect ourselves. Everyone's good. Everyone's healthy. There's no, bad blood or any animosity or anything like that between anyone. It's just, sometimes, when you do things for so long, you need a little bit of a break from it, Mm-hmm. And it's like... we needed a break for a minute to just, grow up and do some of our own shit and hang out with you in New York City and have some fun and just, live. So it was, that was it. It was no like real like, oh my God,
It wasn't like a drama or like an argument or a situation at all. I think it was, even for the health of the whole band in general, as Boys Like Girls, it was just a necessary type of thing, right?
Yeah, we've always been a very, very healthy band. In the way that we communicate with each other and like know each other's boundaries, and we don't fight or anything like that. We really get along, but sometimes it's just like let's take a minute. Let's mm-hmm. take a minute and like that's it, and that's what we've been doing. And now we're like back full swing. We're recording a new record. We're like 7 or 8 songs deep, mixed, and things. Fucking awesome, man. We're so fucking psyched.
Dude.
It's just on point.
I can definitely tell you guys are as well. I mean, you guys have been doing BoysLikeGirls.com video chats and stuff there and live chats with the fans. But let's talk about these songs. So you got a couple songs done already. Now, are these all ready to be, like, have these been written, like, over the, like, the past year or so? Or kind of, did you guys just all get together recently and just start?
Yeah, basically over the past year or so, they've all been written. And they, a lot of them evolved a lot once we got down and recorded them. And there were a couple of ones that came out a lot better than we ever thought, and you know, a lot of shit changed when we were in the studio. But we've been working at these for a while, and it's really awesome. Like John was saying, we have 7 like totally done and mixed and mastered and everything. And we're just working on the back few right now. So I mean, stuff's moving, and it's going to be out as soon as possible. And we're going to be back on the road soon, so it's all good.
Dude, I'm so excited that you guys, I think one of the biggest surprises is, well, besides the Foo Fighters, which is going to be awesome, is the fact fucking Boys Like Girls is doing Bamboozle.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's pretty.
That's definitely, I think, a dream come true for us, too, yeah. You know?
Great. Like, show back.
To be back.
Hell yeah.
Such an epic day, you know? Or an epic couple days, you know? I'm pretty sure we'll probably be there for the duration of the entire event. So, we're excited to play some new songs, get back out there on a great show. New Jersey's always fun. New York and New Jersey always bring the heat, and I know there'll be people from all over the world coming to that.
Pretty much, yeah.
Great positive thing to come back to and be like, holy shit, here we are. So we're really just excited.
I know a year or two you guys were going to do Bamboozle, and then that didn't work out. And you know what? Maybe that didn't work out for a blessing, because I think this will be even more explosive, that the timing for this is fucking perfect.
Yeah, we had to take a little break from you, buddy. You didn't want to see
it. Yeah, I mean, it all comes down to, at the end of the day, that, like, you know, you've been such a dickhead to, you know, us and every other band,
and everybody else.
Pissing everyone off, that... We felt like we needed to take a break in our lives.
Yeah.
We love you.
Yeah. Hey, for Lent, I don't know if you guys are religious, but I'm pretty religious. I gave up my virginity, so if you know any takers out there, I'm giving that up for Lent, so.
Good luck with that.
We gave you up, so we'll talk to you later. See ya.
So, anyway, what's up? What? Oh god, dude, I'm like hitting buttons.
Did you just cry? Did you shed a tear?
I think I just cried. I feel like I'm back in Vegas. I'm crying. Oh my god. Yo, so you guys are all the pranksters are out tonight. Boys Like Girls. Twitter.com says Boys Like Girls. Oh man. So when you guys were taking this little time off, did you guys talk to each other? I know, Paul, you were doing a clothing line. How about you get a plug in for that? What's the name of that? Are you still doing it?
Yeah, I haven't really been working. I've been kind of focusing on the band lately. So,
okay.
Where it's at right now. But yeah, I mean, we've been talking the whole time. Like we were saying, there was no, like, we didn't have, like, a fight or something, and we stopped talking. It's just, like, we all were just chilling, and then we were like, hey, you want to, let's get this going with the new record. So we're like, all right, let's go, let's do it. And
yeah.
That's kind of it.
I can only imagine how Martin's, like, lyrics, they're probably on a whole different level now that you guys have had, you know, time to live your lives.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, he's done some amazing stuff, you know, like, when he called, you know, like, Martin and Paul, we talk, you know, every couple of days, you know, whether we're on the road, off the road, or we're, you know, wherever we are in the country at any given moment, we always talk, we're really good friends, and, the Celtics are just not killing it right now. Sorry, we're a little distracted. Anyway,
sounds like you guys are in a bathroom together, it's quite frightening.
No, we're,
where are you guys right now? Are you guys in California?
My house, you're on speakerphone though.
Oh, so you're not in California anymore? You flew back?
No, we're back for a little. We're gonna fly back probably, you know, like a week or two and finish everything up.
Yeah. Are you guys doing any fantasy teams at all?
No, I've never done that. Right, done that. Yeah.
You might have to join us for our next fantasy football league. You can be in my league. I dub you worthy enough.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, you gotta teach us the ropes, buddy.
You know, speaking of that. I'm so fucking bummed. I mean, dude, we lost you guys again. That is snapping.
Which team are you speaking about? The Yankees, the Knicks, the Jets, the Giants? What's going on? There's so many bad Boston teams.
the fucking highest payroll in the country and have like 19 fucking teams in New York. I mean, it must be nice.
It must suck being from Boston when everything around you is fucking miserable. Even the cobblestone streets are falling apart because it sucks so much.
I love Boston. Boston's, where we came from. But, yeah, I mean, if I'm going to say anything, maybe Boston needs to step it up a little bit because, this is getting fucking ridiculous. There's no reason why we shouldn't be beating you guys. At least once. This is getting stupid.
I love that anytime both of you come down here and we'll go out to the bars, you guys are the first ones in the cab going home because you guys can't ball hard enough.
Wow, Gun. Gun, I hope you bring your muscles next time.
I know.
Off the floor.
Oh, God. So listen, I'm glad everything's going well for you guys. So we're doing Bamboozle. I don't even know about Warped Tour, but will you guys be touring towards the end of the year, at least?
Yeah, we're just the first show back, and then after that, as we decide on everything, we'll be announcing it, and we'll be out pretty full force after that. So
can we take
come check out Bamboozle? We were talking to Brent and Rohan. We just got engaged. They live in New York. You know them. Just got engaged and are getting married and all that stuff. And congratulations to them. They manage us, and we were talking about the game plan and stuff for the next year and stuff. I think we're going to be doing a lot of touring on this record, and we're going to try to hit everywhere as many times as possible. We're just psyched to get back out there. It's been a good break for us, and we're pumped, man. We're pumped.
Right, clearly. And congrats on Rohan and Brent for their man-on-man marriage together. We appreciate that,
Yeah, I mean, they're such good guys, they're amazing.
So that's what all that thumping was when I tried going over their house the other night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I heard some weird noises coming out of their room.
Oh, geez, yeah, God bless them.
album coming out 2012?
I mean, that's the plan. It should be out, I would think, sometime in the summer. I can't say beginning or end, but it will be out soon.
And summer.
Cool. Singles will be released hopefully soon.
Before then, yep.
We have so many cool things on this record I don't want to spoil any surprises. We can't spoil.
Cool shit.
But it's fucking awesome. The songs are awesome. We're fucking happy and healthy, and we're just ready to get out there, man. And we always appreciate the support that you've brought us. Whatever that means.
Listen, not only us, but the loyal Boys Like Girls fans out there, I'm sure they're very excited and ecstatic and stoked for what lies ahead for you guys.
Yeah, we really, really appreciate the fans and stuff we do. And sorry, we don't unveil all the information or even a lot of the information. It's really just because, we're trying to put out the best stuff we can possible. We don't want to let the fans down. We want to be there. We want to be, personally and physically and mentally all there, so when we start playing shows, we can be out there every night and give 110% for everyone that comes out, and that's what's really important to us. So we're really, we're really doing our best here.
And by the way, we're on StickCam Mondays at 7 p.m., pretty much every Monday at 7. Come check it out.
Yeah.
Long clips, all this stuff. It's good.
Yeah, you guys have been killing it on there. I know people are loving that. So Boys Like Girls back better than ever, hopefully, and I appreciate you guys coming on here first. I remember I still, from time to time, I don't really like playing singles, but I'll play The Great Escape, but I'll only play the, remember the original version with that long drum outro?
No, don't do that.
I really like that version, though. That was
good. Play the real one, guys.
No, well, fine. All right.
Hey, guys, we love you. We love you, dude. We'll see you in New York soon.
All right, if you don't know, now you do know. John and Paul, Boys Like Girls. Ballin'.